Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning, it's the fifth Wednesday of the month. And when it's the fifth Wednesday, we have Big Stone Therapies on with us. And in the studio right now is Amanda Heinrich from Big Stone Therapies here in Madison. Amanda, you're a physical therapist?
Correct.
Well, thanks for coming to the studio. You've been on a show before, right?
I have.
Okay. How's your summer going?
Fast.
You're busy with racing, though, right?
Racing, baseball just wrapped up, so we're done with baseball now.
So it keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yes.
But what's the subject today, Amanda?
So today we're going to talk about vertigo, specifically vertigo that is caused by benign paroxysmal positional vertigo, or BPPV.
Okay, that's a big word.
So vertigo is a symptom. It's not a diagnosis. Vertigo is defined as an illusion of movement of either the body or the environment, and it's usually described as spinning. So most people who develop vertigo won't come into the doctor's office and say, I have vertigo. They'll tell their doctor they feel dizzy or something's not right. Dizziness in general affects about 40% of the population over the age of 40.
40%?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It involves 5 to 10% of all physician visits, and it's the number one reason to visit a physician for those over the age of 65. Just dizziness.
Yep.
So in regards to BPPV, it is the most common cause of vertigo in adults. What this stands for now. So the first B is benign. It's benign because it's not malignant, and it doesn't have anything to do with the central nervous system. So it doesn't affect your brain. It doesn't affect the spinal cord.
Okay.
The paroxysmal means that it has a sudden onset. It comes on really quick. Positional, their symptoms are provoked by changes in position. And then vertigo, or that illusion of movement.
Okay.
So when someone has vertigo, it usually means there is something wrong with their vestibular system.
Is that always the case then?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Yep, not necessarily. There can be other causes of vertigo, but the most common cause is the vertigo that affects the vestibular system.
Okay. Now, is that the inner ear then?
Yes.
Okay.
So the vestibular system is the inner ear.
Okay.
And that portion of the inner ear helps us to maintain our sense of balance. It gives us feedback about how we're moving, how we're positioned in space, and how objects around us are moving. Okay. So within our inner ear, there are these three like circular canals. I guess the best way I can describe it is to think of like a water slide, like a tunnel water slide.
Yep.
Okay. And it's got fluid moving through it.
Yep. Like at the Madison pool.
Yes. So we don't have water in our inner ears, but we do have fluid that moves through our inner ears. And it bends on these little hair cells that are in those canals. So when those hair cells bend, they send a message to the brain to let us know that either acceleration or movement is taking place. So here's where things go wrong when somebody has vertigo. When someone has BPPV, there are these tiny little calcium crystals called otoconia. They come loose from their normal location. And now they're freely flowing in those canals. So when we move, they bend those hair cells, and they shouldn't be. Oh. So we're getting that hallucination of movement.
Right.
You feel like you're spinning, but you're not. So when someone's referred to PT, we will do an eval the first day, and it's our job to figure out which canal is affected and which ear is affected. So the treatment that we do depends on what canal those little crystals are in. I mean, in a nutshell, there's a series of different head turns and head movements that we do, and essentially what we're trying to do is reposition those crystals or put them back where they belong.
Can we get a little personal here before you continue?
I'll let you dive in.
Okay. Well, for you listening, Amanda's my therapist because I suffer from vertigo. And she's done a fantastic job along with Matt and Kelly up there helping me not have vertigo. And you've given me exercises to do. And when I feel that onset coming on, I do them exercises. And I haven't been in a sea for a while. Right?
Correct.
But it really helps when you understand what's going on. And I don't want to look up a lot or look down a lot because that causes it to start, right? So you've done a great job, and I thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So that's what I was going to touch on next, to the cause of BPPV. Of course, there's unknown etiologies. Some people get it and we don't have an explanation mm-hmm. for why. Individuals who have history of head trauma can be more likely to develop it. Those extreme head positions, having the head tipped back, mm-hmm. such as like in a beauty shop, dental chair, rolling over in bed, bending over. If you are leaning forward to wash your hair in a sink, mm-hmm. looking up. I've had people tell me looking up at the stars will trigger symptoms and cause them to get it. There's also been some recent evidence, too, that a deficiency in vitamin D.
I take a vitamin D pill for that.
Can be related to BPPV prevalence. Okay. So those with osteoporosis, just something to check on.
Okay.
So that's kind of it for the causes. Okay. They don't, other than those in maybe positions, the osteoporosis, head trauma, or just the unknown, they don't really know what causes it. Patients who do come and see us for vertigo can expect to be seen anywhere from one to several visits. So we all have those canals in our inner ear, but not all of us were built the same.
Right.
So sometimes they're at different angles or different degrees. The consistency of the fluid in our inner ears can be different, so it might take longer to move those mm-hmm. otoconia.
Okay.
Sometimes cases are a little more stubborn.
So how do you treat it then? Are we there yet?
Yeah. So as far as the treatment then, it just involves those different head turns and holding their head in a certain position until symptoms go away. And then I walk you through and we move it to the next position. Yep. And it's just a series, a step-by-step series of head turns to get the crystals out of those canals again.
I must say it's uncomfortable right away when you do that exercise. It's uncomfortable, but you got to stick with it because it'll get better. It'll go away quick, right?
Yes, and I let everybody know that too. Symptoms can get worse before they get better.
Right. Anyway, anything else there, Amanda?
Yeah, so in a geriatric study, they found that 9% of patients who had BPPV didn't report vertigo or dizziness. Some of their symptoms include poor balance. They feel like they're rotating, having trouble walking. Yep. They're lightheaded or they're nauseous. Mm-hmm. I've also seen that in the clinic where someone has been referred to come and see me for falls, and we really don't know why somebody's falling.
Okay.
But I'll do a test with them to see if they have BPPV, and it comes back positive. Mm-hmm. Once we treat that, they're no longer falling.
Right. Yep. Yeah, balance and walking is that's difficult when you have vertigo, that's for sure. So.
I've never had it personally, but I feel like I've worked with enough people in the community to know it is not a fun diagnosis to have.
That's right. I hate that feeling with a passion. And, you know, it gets so bad that you do vomit and you almost pass out sometimes and when it's really bad, and I've had it really bad. But lately, since I've been getting treatment with you guys, I haven't been that severe. I'll just give a quick story here. A couple weeks ago, I was at my granddaughter's softball game, and I was sitting in the lawn chair next to my wife, and there were so many foul balls going over my head. I kept looking straight up and watching the ball go over my head, and I could feel something happening, and I knew I got to stop looking up like that. And when I got up out of my lawn chair, I was dizzy. By the time I got home, I was really dizzy. And I did the exercises, like you had mentioned to me, and the next morning, like nothing ever happened. It went away.
Good.
So.
Good.
You're a good teacher, Amanda.
So it is treatable. It is curable.
It is. Yeah.
It seems like, just with working in the community for the last 10 years, it seems like once someone gets it, they are at a little higher risk to develop it again.
Yeah.
But if you know what to do to manage it, you can get it to go away.
Yep, that's what I'm doing. Thanks to you guys. Matt, too, and Kelly, and the other lady, I forget her name, she just kind of started. She just got married.
Michaela,
yep, she did. She worked on that, too. So, yeah, we're talking about vertigo. So it's a very common thing that you work with a lot of people with vertigo up at Big
Stone.
It is
pretty common. Okay. The providers here in the clinic, too, they know that we treat it. So if someone comes in and they have a symptom of vertigo, they send them over to us right away. And that's one of the referrals. We try our best to get them in as soon as possible because it's pretty miserable when you do have it.
Yeah. I found the balance was really tough for me walking. And, you know what I mean?
You can't walk a straight line. Right. You're staggering.
Yep. Nope, I don't have to do a DUI test because even if I wasn't drinking.
I've heard that from many people, yeah. Yes.
Anything else? Are you cover everything there, Amanda?
I think that about covers it.
All right, so if somebody has an issue like what we're talking about, what do you suggest?
So every insurance is different. Mm-hmm. In the state of Minnesota, we do have direct access, which means we can see patients with certain insurances without that referral. Mm-hmm. But I usually tell everyone, if you think you have vertigo, go in and see your doctor, get checked out, make sure that that's what it is and it's not something else. Okay. And then they'll send the referral over to us and we'll get you in and get you seen.
Okay, real good. Thanks for coming in, Amanda.
You're welcome.
Amanda Heinrich with the Big Stone Therapies. And that's another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.